Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we've got someone that emailed in that wants to know, since they are a project manager at another industry, not necessarily clinical research, they're looking for a job at Par Excel to become a project manager. And is it even worth their time to apply? We're going to get into that in a little bit. But first, I want to say a big thank you to you all, the listeners, because we recently have been ranked one of the top 35 clinical trials podcasts on the web. Now, this is amazing. I didn't start this podcast to be, you know, in one of the top podcasts on the internet in our segment. I just started it to help people like a lot of you get into clinical research or level up in clinical research, or, you know, make some more money in clinical research and really pursue your passions in clinical research. That's why I made this podcast, and it's filled with information I wish I had when I was starting out. So this is a really true honor and a really testament to you guys, the audience, in supporting this podcast and channel. So thank you so much for you guys. This ranking was done by FeedSpot Pro, and they used a lot of social media metrics to come up with this ranking. So we are actually ranked number 5. Number 5 is our podcast ranking. And, you know, I'm not going to throw too much shade out there, but the people ranked above me, there's only one I agree with, and that's Dan at the Clinical Trials Guru. The rest, these are people who just started in 2020. You know, they're not really doing too many episodes, so it doesn't really make sense why they're ranked above me, above us, but whatever. It's just a true testament to you guys wanting to listen to this channel. And then the next thing I want to talk about is our new merch that just dropped. So we have some new merch, and you can see it come on the screen now if you're watching on YouTube. Tons of great options. We got the Back Then, They Didn't Want Me, Now I'm Hot, I mean, Now I'm a CRA, They All On Me shirt that just dropped. I think a lot of people will like that. We got it in multiple colors. We've got the Experience is Greater Than Certificate sticker, as well as t-shirt. I know you guys will like that. Then we've got, you know, just normal Elite Clinical Research sweatshirts with one of our logos on it. We've got cell phone cases, many different colors that just dropped. We've also got, you know, Back Then They Didn't Want Me, another shirt. Now I'm a CRA, They All On Me, another shirt. And then we got Back Then They Didn't Want Me, Now I'm a PM, They All On Me. So we got that shirt going on in many different colors. So go check out the store. Link is in the description, as well as on the YouTube channel. So let's go ahead and get into, of course, we also got resume review program going on, interview prep, LinkedIn review, career consultation, you know, all this stuff we always say. But just want to really let you guys know about the merch that just dropped. You guys can go check out. So let's go and get into this episode, man. So this person emailed in, they wanted to know if it's a good idea for them to apply for, apply at a CRO for a project manager type role. So, you know, they watched our Glassdoor review on Par Excel, and I talk about how great of a company they are. So you should check that out if you haven't checked it out already. So let's read this email. I just watched your Glassdoor review of Par Excel and wanted to thank you for producing it. I've begun interviewing with them for a project manager position, and I was wondering if you had any recent information about the company that you could share. I am pursuing this implementation manager position and wondering if someone with no previous experience within a CRO would be seriously considered or should pursue it. Thanks for any insight, information that you can reveal. I look forward to hearing from you, and thank you again for the informative video you shared. So, first of all, thank you so much for all the kind words you just shared. I'm glad I could be of help and of service. So let's go ahead and get into this. Is it worth someone applying for a project manager role when they don't really have CRO experience? And I want to say that it depends on the type of experience you do have. This person did not send over their resume, so I'm not quite sure what kind of experience they have. But I can say that if you have pharmaceutical experience at the project management level, you work for a pharma company, for sure, that's an easy shoo-in. Even though you've never worked at a CRO, you have worked at a pharma, which is just as good, if not better. If you work at the site level as a project manager, It depends on your experience. If you're experienced with working with data management, experience with working with CRAs, experience with working with, you know, other personnel that you're going to be involved with on a day-to-day basis, then it definitely makes sense to apply. And you think you have a good shot in that regard. Now, the thing comes in if you're in another field doing project management. Let's say you are in, I don't know, let's say you are in weapons engineering, right? You work for Lockheed Martin and you're a project manager over there. And you want to come into clinical research. Is it really worth you applying without, you know, any clinical research experience? And the answer to that is maybe. So what a lot of people do is they will get up to an executive level position, one that's less, you know, less in the day-to-day aspects of clinical research, where it's more just about running the business. And then they'll come over if they want to work for a CRO or a pharmaceutical company or something like that. But it kind of, you kind of really need to know about clinical research, how it works, the different groups that you're involved with as a project manager. It's very, very important. So I'm not really sure it's a good idea if you have none, no CRO experience. Even if you have project management experience and you'd be a good project manager, there's kind of a lot you need to know about how clinical research works. I've seen people come over from clinical research adjacent type roles and be successful in project management. So I'm talking like ALMAC, which is who really deals with the drug shipping out IP and things of that nature and doing accountability. So I've seen people come over from ALMAC and, you know, those type of things and be project managers and do okay in it, or do some kind of, you know, drug related role. So I've seen that happen. And, you know, I definitely recommend to apply in that regard, but it can be difficult because project management, you kind of really need to know what's going on in clinical research or have experience in clinical research in that regard. So I would not recommend if you have no experience to apply, because you'll probably just get laughed at. But if you're in clinical research adjacent or some kind of pharmaceutical company or device company or something like that, and you're a project manager, absolutely apply. But at the end of the day, you can apply and see what happens and take what feedback recruiters give you. If you really wanted to get into clinical research, you can take that feedback. Or you could send your resume in to me and I'll take a look at it and let you know what would be a good path for you to kind of break into the field. But it's rare you get people at that level, because project manager is typically one position away from like a project director or something. And, you know, you're getting kind of high up there. So it's kind of rare that you see people just all of a sudden change career paths like that. But it could happen. It could happen. So thank you guys for listening again. Give yourselves a round of applause, guys. We're going for that number one spot. We're trying to go to be the number one podcast in this space. So we're going to get there. So do what you guys can. Subscribe to the channel. Like this channel. I'm getting a lot of YouTube analytics, if you're listening on YouTube, for people that are listening and watching the episodes but aren't yet subscribed. So please, if you made it this far, please subscribe. Please like the episodes, but please, please subscribe. That only helps the channel. So thank you very much, guys. If you have any questions, email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Take care.